The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, I don't think most people understand what's at stake with this RFK Jr. nomination situation and what will ultimately happen if he's confirmed. Not only did senators go wild on him yesterday, so did the New York Times. Lie after lie after lie. RFK's attorney tried to stop the polio vaccine. Well, first of all, the guy wasn't RFK's attorney. But secondly, there are six polio vaccines. In other words, five others. They kind of didn't point that out. It's pure desperation in terms of hit jobs at this point. Why are they so desperate to stop this man? When I explain it, it's going to blow your mind. Let me give you just one example of the problem here for the federal government and the Democrats and the Pentagon. RFK runs something called Children's Health Defense. They have a slew of lawsuits going all the time. He's got some of the most cutting edge lawsuits going right now. Like his one against the CDC. The CDC runs something called VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. It's the Vaccine Early Warning System. And until the COVID vaccine, which really wasn't trialed, it was just stuck in people's arms, VAERS didn't used to be a big deal. If you had a vaccine injury, your doctor would record it there. The whole point was for it to be an early warning system if something was wrong with the shot. Well, there was so much wrong with the shot that VAERS was virtually overwhelmed. So what did the federal government do after the COVID-19 vaccine came out? Hid the data. So RFK and his organization sued, ultimately uncovering thousands of cases of vaccine injury. And by the way, they're just getting started. They've only been able to get a hold of a small fraction of VAERS data. Folks, VAERS data used to be public. It wasn't a big deal. Or how about this headline? Criminal confidential EU documents reveal thousands of deaths from Pfizer-BioNTech shots. The documents, dated August 18, 2022, are marked confidential. Why? RFK's Children's Defense has an arm in Europe, too. Oh, and among those documents, 189 deaths in children under the age of 17 and thousands of serious adverse events reported. Let's keep going. Remember the 2022 Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the FDA? The FDA, which is a federal agency, has possession of the Pfizer clinical trial documents. Now, you gotta understand something. I used to cover vaccine clinical trials when I was a reporter. I actually did an investigative piece that won a national award. And I'm here to tell you, vaccine clinical trials did not used to be a state secret in this country. Everyone was expected to publish them, and they did. But then the CDC has always published the VAERS data. That's why Congress created VAERS, so everyone would know right away if there was a problem with a vaccine and lives could be saved. That wasn't a state secret either. You remember back in 2022, a big group of scientists and doctors sued the FDA for the Pfizer clinical trial data on the COVID shot? And the FDA argued they shouldn't be able to turn it over. They shouldn't have to turn it over for 75 years. Yeah. And then the judge said, oh, hell no, you've got 18 months. Turn it over. Well, 18 months passed. And this fall, they had another hearing where the judge again ordered them to turn over the documents. They have turned some over, but not the worst of it. What are they hiding? Well, in that particular case, again, RFK's organization, Children's Health Defense, filed a brief. As of this moment, RFK has more than a dozen lawsuits going, trying to uncover the injuries from mRNA shots, the dangers, the clinical data, the COVID shot, the spike protein, but also the origins of COVID. If he gets confirmed, y'all, he walks through the front door of the Health and Human Services Department. Guess what that's over? The CDC. What do they run again? VAERS, that reporting system that Kennedy's currently suing to get the rest of the death and injury data. You should see the data they've gotten on myocarditis and pericarditis, which is basically permanent heart injury. It's horrifying. And he's only scratching the surface. What happens? RFK goes, he's going to go straight for it. He doesn't need a lawsuit anymore. He's going to go to wherever it's kept and he's going to get it, or he's going to try. Okay. What about all that data that the FDA is trying to hide for 75 years about Pfizer, BioNTech? Well, guess what? The FDA is under Health and Human Services. Guess who the new boss is? RFK. Do you understand the stone cold panic now? Folks, who've been the worst grilling RFK yesterday? Did you see? It was Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Who are the two senators, according to OpenSecrets.org, who have taken the most money from the pharmaceutical industry? Well, gosh darn, that was Bernie Sanders. Took over $1 million in the 2019-2020 cycle alone. She took over $800,000. These are campaign contributions. Exactly how big might the damage be? How bad might the damage be? Well, if you look at the confidential EU documents, that's European Union documents, that RFK and Children's Defense managed to get a hold of, the documents are dated August 18th, 2022, they show a total of $4,964,106 adverse events just from the Pfizer-BioNTech mRNA COVID-19 vaccine. Can you even imagine what it is here? And every agency inside the federal government that possesses and is currently hiding this data will now answer to RFK. In fact, both the FDA and the CDC censored RFK online for bringing a lot of this up. But I'm just getting started. Then there's RFK's case against the Pentagon on behalf of George Watts Jr., who was only 24 years old when he died. His autopsy confirmed it was from complications related to the COVID-19 vaccine. In fact, it was myocarditis. He had heart damage. Well, government officials, RFK's organization, it's a nonprofit, argued in court, misled him to believe Pfizer's vaccine was fully licensed and safe and effective. So RFK is also suing the Pentagon, our military, to get their internal documents on how many people this harmed, memed, and killed. What happens when RFK gets confirmed and he calls up Pete Hegseth? See the problem here? I mean, folks, if you, because this is what RFK does, he sues for this stuff. If you go back just to January 22nd, the breaking news, which the media duly censored, headline, emails obtained by CHD, that's RFK's group, reveal government's failure to monitor COVID vaccine injury reports. In other words, they knew people were being injured, so they just ignored it. That's despite the system working as it should, with showing consistent alerts for serious adverse events. But like I said, RFK won't have to sue anymore. Now, who has been all over the origins of COVID? Who's given speeches about it? Who's published data about it? That'd be RFK. Well, where did the gain of function research that would ultimately create COVID in the Wuhan lab originate? With Anthony Fauci. Fauci, you'll remember, was the head of the NIAID. The NIAID is a sub-agency of the NIH, the National Institutes of Health. And what agency's over the National Institutes of Health again? That'd be the Health and Human Services Department. You mean the one that would be led by RFK? Yes. The only question, honestly, is will RFK make a beeline for the shot data first, or will he make a beeline for the gain of function Wuhan data first? Don't know. Maybe he'll do both at one time. Or maybe he'll start in on red dye first. See, there's a reason they banned it a couple of weeks ago. They had the congressional authority to do it. In fact, it was illegal not to ban it. This is the FDA. Why? Because federal law says, and has said for 30 years, if something is known to cause cancer, it must be banned by the Food and Drug Administration. Well, the FDA had banned it, red dye number 3, in cosmetics. Why? They knew it caused cancer, but they let manufacturers put it in food? Well, wait, don't they have proof it causes cancer? Why, yes, they do. Deep inside the FDA. Maybe he'll go after the dyes first. But wait, I'm just getting started. Here's where this gets truly nuts. Understand that the FDA and the CDC as well are still piggybacking these mRNA vaccines. In fact, Health and Human Services just gave Moderna a staggering $590 million to build an mRNA bird flu vaccine. This was last week before Trump took office, but also to build an mRNA platform for future mRNA shots. This despite hiding the damage and death toll from these shots deep inside these agencies. All of it will now be under the purview, if you guessed it, RFK. mRNA flu vaccines under RFK's purview. How about the, again, upcoming bird flu vaccines? RFK's purview. And the first thing he's going to want is the safety data. This is one of those rare confirmations where hundreds of thousands to millions of lives are literally on the table here, which is why for the pharmaceutical industry, it gets worse. As The Defender, again, RFK's publication reports, DNA contamination in COVID-19 mRNA vaccines was first detected in 2023. The New York Times said it was a conspiracy theory. Meta censored for it. But like Red 3, which, folks, was banned a couple of weeks ago, literally because they fear RFK will walk through the door. And they'd rather get it done beforehand and say, see, we were trying to regulate all these dyes. The FDA admitted, actually, it wasn't a conspiracy theory. And it's incredible how they did it, too. There's something called the Journal of High School Science. I kid you not. And what the FDA will do is sponsor high school science teams to do experiments that'll then be, you know, published, right? Well, after denying DNA contamination, they actually commissioned a study by three high school students from Virginia under the supervision of FDA scientists and published it. Guess what? There was DNA contamination in the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, and it was 6 to 470 times higher than regulatory safety limits. In other words, exactly what Joseph Latipo, the Surgeon General of Florida, warned when he begged Florida residents not to take the Pfizer vaccine or any of these mRNA vaccines. For what reason? DNA contamination, which he said could cause everything from brain damage to cancer. What we're talking about here is nothing less than genocide. And RFK has been absolutely determined to get to the bottom of it legally. Now he's going to be the boss. But it gets worse for them. Think about how hardcore the Democrats grilled him, tried to paint him as a conspiracy theorist, mocked him, laughed him at him, lied about him on the front pages of the New York Times. Why? Because, folks, don't forget, that shot was a sacrament to them in their religion. Their religion is government. The sacrament, almost like a communion, was trusting the government as one would trust God in a normal religion and taking that shot, believing them when they say that it is safe with no real significant available safety data, right? I mean, for that, for the left, it was that. Think about this for a minute. Think about what the Democrats did here. Yes, Trump is taking credit for the shot, but so is Biden. He says he rolled it out. And technically, he did. He did roll it out, except unlike Trump, Biden introduced the shot mandate. Hundreds of thousands of people across the country were fired for not taking the shots, and millions more took the shots so they could keep a roof over people's heads. And the whole time, never forget this, remember the leak to the Washington Post? The whole time inside the CDC, they knew and were exchanging emails admitting, and this, remember, included the head of the CDC under Biden, Rochelle Walensky. Remember the entire time they knew it wasn't actually effective at all. Remember when Rochelle Walensky and Anthony Fauci were doing those television interviews, 95% effective? Yeah, not only was it not effective at stopping the spread of COVID, remember you were ever so slightly more likely to get COVID if you took the shot. And they were hiding the safety data, which was abysmal. Again, what agency was that again? Oh, that was inside the CDC. By the way, we only even know any of that Because those internal emails leaked. The Washington Post got a hold of them and they actually published them, which was something of a miracle. They'd still be jamming that shot in our arms if they hadn't. Anyway, what agency is RFK over again? Yeah, the CDC. See the problem there? What happens to the Democrat leadership if the sheeple get a look at how they hid all of this deadly information? Again, the shot wasn't just a shot. It was literally elevated to the point of being a sacrament. What kind of data is hidden inside the CDC, the FDA about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine? Because remember, if those weren't discredited, they couldn't have gotten the emergency use authorization that let them skip the shot trials and hide the side effects of this shot. What happens when all of that correspondence, all of those records are discovered by RFK inside these agencies? I don't know, but they've got to stop him. The Democrat Party has to stop him just to keep their sheeple from finding out what the Democrat leadership did to them. So I am hoping and praying that RFK gets confirmed. Yes, I think his stance on abortion is absolutely abhorrent. And I don't like much about him, but I don't know anyone else who could do this the way he could. I don't even know who a Republican replacement would be for him. It's got to be him. So will they stop him? And here's what'll be really interesting. If they don't stop him and he gets confirmed, if he goes in there, will they even turn this data over to him, or will he spend the next several years suing his own employees and still fighting to get the data he has every right to see as the head of the Health and Human Services Department?
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.